Edison began, he redeemed himself when he was older. But Thomas Edison, he was a young man with a lot of hatred. He was fairly deaf from various accidents or possibly disease when he was a child. For example, he couldn't hear, if you played a telephone, he couldn't, if you played a piano, he could barely hear it. And what he would have to do is he would bite on a piece of wood, and he would press that piece of wood against the piano so he could feel the vibration.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And so he was really resentful when he moved from Michigan to New York City or the New York area, and he was really resentful against people who he thought had had it easier in life and, you know, had gone to the right schools and stuff. He was sort of the opposite of Faraday. Faraday had grown up very poor but was very humble and respectful of other people, and Edison had a lot of hate. So what he was used for in his 20s was to steal patents from other people. The big finance houses in Wall Street would find some invention that that was really important, and they would say to Edison, go get him. So Edison would go and find a way around the patent or an alternate way of doing it, and then the finance house would have their alternate patent, and they would destroy the original inventor.
Why did they like Edison? Why did they go to him?
Oh, because he had two skills you need for that. One is he was very, very ingenious, so he could make those alternate things quite well. But the other thing is that he had no morals whatsoever. I think I mentioned that one of the guys who hired him said, you know, that young man has a vacuum where his conscience should be.
Really? Was that bad?
Yeah, he was a total thief. But there was a change. Suppose there's somebody who's like a bouncer outside a nightclub, right?
Sure.
Big, strong guy. And, you know, maybe he's a bit of a bully. Well, he's strong enough, you know, to push, I don't know, pimply teenage kids away. But suppose after a while somebody says, okay, you're so good, what would you be like in the boxing ring? And he says, I don't want to just be a thug as a bouncer. I want to see how good I can be, so to say, against the big boys. So that's what happened to Edison. After a while, he was frustrated with that. He didn't want to just be known as the enforcer and that sort of stuff. So he actually started coming up with inventions of his own, real inventions. He wanted to be respected.
Was he smart enough to do that?
Yeah, well, you know what he was? He was a very good leader of men. There was a great study a while ago about the people at Bell Labs, you know, the labs at where the transistor was developed.
Sure.
and all sorts of
and
other
the phones
things.
And everything.
Yeah. I mean, great stuff. And they were trying to find who were the best researchers there. And what they found was interesting. It wasn't the people with the highest IQ, even though they were all smart, and it wasn't the people who had gone to the best university, even though many of them had gone to good ones. It was the people who had the best social network.
Yes, that's
you know,
true.
The equivalent now of, you know, if you have a question, if you have friends who will answer the phone or who will respond quickly to email and stuff, or even not just close friends but acquaintances, you can really, it's like a force multiplier. Anyways, Edison was like that. Because when he wasn't angry at rich people, he was very supportive of immigrants and poor people. He had one of his assistants was an ex-slave. This was the 1870s, so the man would have been in slavery in his 20s and was freed in the Civil War. And he couldn't get a job in most places because people were very racist. Not Edison. You know, he knew what it was like. Again, he knew what it was like to be persecuted. So he said, come on, if you're good, join me.
He was a friend of Henry Ford's, too, wasn't he?
Yeah. When he became old, he stopped. He was hot. Thomas Edison was hot for about 15 or 20 years, one great development after another. But then he sort of slowed down, and then he became friends with all these other big industrial magnates. And he stopped inventing pretty much then and would just pontificate. So that's sort of how the world knows him, you know, this funny old guy.
Well, so he became a pretty good guy then, you're saying?
Yeah, by the end of his life, he never mellowed out, but he stopped cheating, he stopped stealing patents and stuff, and he actually loved becoming a benefactor. So he transformed himself. I love having, in Electric Universe, I love having these stories with a twist.